KQ4BRW, KQ4BRW Mobile.
Foxtrot Lee, Mobile and Thornton.
Kilo 5, Juliet Lima, Kilo. Kilo 5, Juliet Lima, Kilo, Mobile.
Kilo, Juliet 5, Indian Mike Whiskey. Kilo, Juliet 5, Indian Mike Whiskey, Mobile, in now.
Kilo, Romeo 4, Echo, X-ray, Victor. Kilo, Romeo 4, Echo, X-ray, Victor, Mobile.
Kilo, Golf 2, Mike. Kilo, Golf 2, Mike. Mobile, in and out.
How could a half a dozen stations such a train wreck? We got KG2MM Mobile was in and out. AR4EXV. John, High Springs, Florida. Mobile, we'll get to you in a minute. Charles from Southern New York, W2CJM. Good morning to you. Was in and out, Mobile. Robert from Houston, Texas was in and out. IMW Mobile and was in and out. James from Spring is going to stick with us. K5JLK. And Gary from Leesburg is going to stick with us as well. KQ4 KSW. Let's get a little started here. I'll turn it over to Vicki. Anybody anywhere? We'll get to you Mobiles in just a minute. Call signs twice, please.
Yeah, I'll try it again. KO4WDF, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Delta Foxtrot Lee, Mobile and Thornton.
November 2, Victor Lima Kilo, N2VLK.
KQ4PRW, KQ4PRW.
For OSU, not for Ohio State University, in and out.
Victor Alpha 3 Echo Romeo Yankee, BA3ERY, in and out, 7-3.
November Whiskey 3 United, NW3U. N5GI, N5GI.
Hello, Quebec 4, November 5 Alpha, KQ4 ETA, in and out.
KR4CKC.
All right, that's a good place to stop. 84HKV. We'll get at the end of this list, KR4CKC. Bill, the Villages, we'll get to you in just a minute. We got Brian, Huntsville, Alabama, was in and out, KQ4NPA. Good morning to you. We got Rick, also Villages, N5GI. We'll get to you guys in just a minute. NW3U, good morning, David. VA3ERY was in and out. And for OSU, Jerry was also in and out. We have a question. Is it N4ACV, something like that, N4ACV?
Kilo, Fox 4, Alpha Charlie Bravo, KF4ACB, Terry in Harrogate, Tennessee.
We got you, Terry. It's kind of several pileups there. KF4ACB. We'll get to you in just a minute. KQ4PRW, Stephen in Fort Lauderdale. My friend Jeff in Lancaster, New York. N2VLK. And I think I acknowledged everybody else. Over to you, Vicki. Try to get them somewhat organized for you. I guess you don't have any. Yeah, you got a few Mobiles there. Good morning, Vicki. This is
WB2JPQ. Good morning. This is Vicki KEKY in First Up Area KQ4ASW. Do you have more or less than three of those Shepherd Club tags on your QA? KQ4ASW. And James, K5JLK. K5JLK.
K5JLK.
Is your first up? Do you have more or less than two of the shopper tags on your key ring?
Well, I don't know what the question is today. I'm just headed to the doctor's office.
All right. Good luck to you on that. Charles, W2CJN. They all disappeared. Charles, W2CJN.
Come on. Well, let's see. I got it. 2004, 2003.
So what's that? Well, maybe not 25 years old. 23 years old. And I should have replaced some of the caps in the display that I have to do. I'm going to need to do that with mine. So it's going to be a journey.
Well, you got you bought you one of these not too long ago, didn't you?
No. What did I do with that? How did I? Well, I bought a used one from Jack. He had one that was $100. It didn't work, but I wanted the parts out of it, so he said take $100 for it. Where did I get that other one from?
I don't know, but I thought you had your TS-2000.
I do, but I'm trying to remember where I got it from now.
I think you bought it off the internet.
No, I got it from somebody local. I know where I got it. Okay, it took me a minute. I got off the Dixie Traders net. There was a guy in White Pine, and I went over there and met him in White Pine.
Well, when you get ready to recap yours, let me know. Maybe I can get a smoking deal. Not literally, but you just do two of them at the same time. Then I'll pay for everything. Uh-huh. Including the hourly rate.
I'm not looking forward to that. I already had to fix something on it. What did I have to do with it? It didn't have transmit on... didn't have transmit on something, and I fixed that. I don't know if it was a PA. Yeah, that's what it was. It didn't have the IPA on either HF or VHF was out, and I replaced it and got it working. Another thing, you need to have the service manual and a computer that has the software on it to get in there and do the alignments, because I mean, you can do some physical alignments, but then they want you to do all these other electronic alignments, and I didn't have that one.
You got a 100-watt dual VFO base station.
I'm sorry, Jim. The lady at the desk was asking me something. What did you say? You got a what?
I said I'm looking at the FTX1, and you can either have it QRP or buy the one that's got the 100-watt amp, and you've got a base station, and the front panel, the QRP part of it, you can put a battery on it, makes it relatively small and not too heavy.
Well, I'll tell you like I tell everybody else. There's so many different flavors of ice cream out there, and you know, unless you have a specific desire for something, it's hard to pick. So I would find out what it is that you want to do with it and get the one that does that.
Well, one of the main things is it's got dual VFO and got three antenna ports on it, so that makes it pretty attractive to me.
Do VHF and UHF, correct?
No, it's two HF and one UHF VHF. I believe they introduced it at Dayton this year, so it's not been out very long. They had some software problems. The first ones that they claimed to have corrected that.
Yeah, that's why I don't like to rush out and buy anything. Let it get on the market for a year or two. Only thing is, then usually after a year or two, they've replaced it with something else.
Yeah. Oh, I understand. Well, it's anyway, just something to think about.
What do they get for those things?
$1,900. That's with the 100 amp, 100 watt.
Can you use a separate amp?
No, that's with the 100 watt amp. If you just get the QRP, it's like $600 less.
But I'm saying, can't you use a separate amplifier? Can't you use somebody else's amp and just keep that?
Yeah, but it doesn't have the same hookups, and it won't snap onto the each other. You know, they mate. They're calling it a system, not necessarily just a radio.
Traffic is lighting up here. Well, then I guess they mean that they want you to buy it all together.
Yeah, but you're looking at, since I don't have an amp, you know, you're looking at, you know, $500-$600 difference, and there you go. A lot of convenience, not a whole lot of power, but a lot of convenience, the fact that you can pick it up and go, or you can disconnect it, and you've got one that's maybe a little heavy, but fits in your hand.
I figured if you had an amp at home, and I thought you would have had an amp, you know, probably, what's it, QRP, 510 watts?
M3PVX from Mike 5, 10, Charlie, call it.